Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bert Show.
We're going to replay some of Friday's haunted broadcasts. Mostly for you, but some for us. Because the seance was supposed to be the highlight of that haunted broadcast for us on Friday. And it turned out to be some of the funniest radio we accidentally ever did.
It's horrible. It was such a joke.
It was awful.
I was so disappointed.
And you were buying into it.
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to be respectful.
Of what?
In the moment.
Of who? The woman who was ruining our broadcast?
Well, I felt the same way. Like, you didn't want to call her out in the middle of it. I understand.
Yeah, like...
I wish I did. I so regret not 3 minutes into it raise it. Because after she walked out... And what time are we playing it?
6:15.
Well, we'll get into it more then. But after she walked out and everybody... Because the thing is, she made us turn off all the lights and she was lit up by one candle. And I couldn't make eye contact with anyone. And I will not do something like that unless I got a partner. I'm not going to be the only person to go, dude, this is BS.
I was kicking him under the table. I was literally kicking you under the table.
And oh, really? Because I thought that was the Indian fella that she called out.
Yellowtail.
Yeah, sushi roll. And then you look over at Jen Hobby, and she has her eyes closed.
I had my eyes closed so I wouldn't laugh in her face because she could see me. I was sitting right across from her, and I thought, I'm going to crack up laughing. And I could hear Wendy kind of shifting in her chair a little bit, and I thought, okay, if Wendy loses it, I'm going to totally lose it. And then we're going to lose it together, and we're not going to be able to stop. So I was like, okay, close your eyes so you just don't laugh and like block out everything else.
He's probably going to pick up the sound of me writing Bert notes going, this is ruining our whole show.
It actually might have made the whole show.
This is a joke.
You know? This was Josh was in studio here, and listeners were calling right after the seance. I haven't heard these yet, but this was their reaction.
I am so disappointed in that seance. Well, I was expecting something less, you know, less hacky. I want to know how the Indian yellowtail or whatever knew what ectoplasm was.
I was just gonna say it's amazing how educated the yellowtail was.
I wanted to let everybody know that I have been in a seance before, and when the spirits do come upon you, your voice changes completely. It doesn't sound like you at all. Hers didn't change at all. Hers stayed the same. She just altered her voice a little bit, but you could still tell it was her.
I just want to say that was a load of rubbish. You gotta tell them that. A load of rubbish.
Yes, I just wanted to let you guys know, I came in on the middle of the seance thing, and I heard the lady who was speaking, who was supposed to be doing the seance, and she was copying a woman that does like spiritual enlightenment CDs and does like seminars. She was actually copying that woman. I mean, she doesn't do seances, but the tone of her voice and her breathing and the words she was using, she was copying someone.
I just want to know why that woman doing the seance thing, I guess whoever the doctor was supposed to be, when he died, how come they had bumpers? They didn't have no bumper stickers back in during that time.
So random, man.
If you didn't hear it.
I still haven't heard it.
You were out of the room.
I was out of the room.
Oh, that's right.
I wasn't anticipating the seance.
We got to keep her mic up while we replay it so we can get Melissa's reaction.
I have not heard this yet.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is how the seance went down on Friday.
everybody. This is Little Flower, and I'm a joy guide. And it's really nice to be here in this way. And I'm usually the gatekeeper for her. And I just want to say this is really nice being here, but I'm going to step back and let some of the masculine voices come in and change the energy, okay? Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our initial, that's the first voice that we all hear.
Now, I've never taken part in a seance before, so I assume, you know, I mean, because I like a real seance, how would the voice change? I mean,
how
I don't know.
How would the voice come in?
Is there
like
such
without
a thing?
Even, like without even calling on them? Like there was no prayer, there was no call to them, there was no nothing. All of a sudden, she just kicks into Mickey Mouse.
So I'm looking at Jeff now, and Jeff and I are close enough to each other where we could see each other, and I'm looking at him like, is this real? And then a little panic starts coming over me also. Like, do we stop this immediately? Because it seems like it's such a sham right off the bat, right?
Hello, this is Yellowtail. I live here in this house. I come in to meet all of you tonight.
Oh, no.
I hope that when you go home with your equipment, you will have some ectoplasmic shadowings. Oh, and no. Some knocks and sounds. I work very hard to make this happen for you tonight.
Oh, no.
You know, this place is very sacred. Many, many places around here have wonderful healing waters. Many come here for many years for this healing water. We all need healing. We come to you from the spirit world to bring this healing into energy into this home now and to all those who would listen. To raise a vibration, this sacred holy time, this Halloween and All Saints Day, time to give thanks for the time of the great harvest is here, a time of plenty and blessings for all. We want you to know we bring blessings into this house. There's no need to fear. Calm, peaceful, gentle energy, that is what we wish to impart. But come and see the springs. You come drink them. You refresh yourself. Educate. Oh. We are here to educate peoples to know that we see you as our brethren. Nothing in spirit or separate in spirit world. We bring joy. We bring laughter. We want you to be happy.
You brought laughter.
And to know if things not work out by this afternoon at 4 o'clock, don't think it can't work out by 6. You be.
What does that mean?
I don't even get what she's talking about. Nothing makes sense.
What's working out at 4?
I'm starting to feel
I don't
bad.
Know. Well, I think what Yellowtail was trying to embark upon us all is that if your goals are not set by a certain time, don't worry that they will eventually come to you.
Oh, so it was more of a symbolic.
I think it was very symbolic, yes.
And I am a little curious how Yellowtail knows about ectoplasmic activity.
And 4 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Sure.
Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, super
I'm embarrassed.
Laughable.
You know, I love this show. I love you guys so much. And I'm listening to this, and I know y'all can't probably tell me exactly, but I'm just sitting here wondering, how much did y'all pay for this?
Oh, we can tell you exactly how much we paid.
Okay.
Zero.
There you go. Okay.
And we still overpaid.
Ever mindful of our presence, for we love you when we come to bring this blessing into this home. I bid you a ho.
A what?
A ho.
Oh.
Good evening, this is Dr. Michelson, and I'm her doctor teacher. For those of you that are sitting here this evening and working on your abilities and trance and seance, in the spirit world, there are many different things that transpire in a seance. What we wish to impart is education and knowledge, that through meditation and prayer, that wherever you travel, or go, that your home is a very sacred place. When spirit enters into or you feel the presence in a house like this, which is old, you can have the ability to invoke only the very best and highest. There's nothing to be fearful of. As she spoke earlier in her presentation, there are some places where the people, we consider them to be ignorant or negative, as you would say, draw upon them lower astral entities and they are drawn to people in the drunken state. That is why in a seance, we will not allow anyone to come that has been drinking or on heavily medicated, because we want the best and highest for the energy of the group. There are certain immutable laws that we will not accept any other way. So in your own consciousness, you have the ability to change people. You know, all we want from you is to be happy and to help you know that...
She's a little like Kevin Costner when he tries to do an accent in a movie where he can't like pull it off the entire movie, you know?
I don't even remember the stuff that she's saying right now.
Yeah, she lost me.
Yeah, I must have been also in a trance.
Good morning, Stephen. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Oh, just great. Good.
I am cracking up. Y'all need to make this chick like a regular on your show, man.
Seriously.
Oh, hell no. She won't call us back ever.
No.
Everything starts from within you. You have this knowledge. You have this love and this joy and this energy within you to share with other people. You know, if you really want to be clairvoyant and psychic and attuned to the spirit world, then all you have to do is be at peace with yourself. For if you are, you change the vibrations of all those you come in contact with for the better. You know, that saying, that bumper sticker that used to say, contribute globally, well, start locally. It all starts with you. Tonight is a very profound night.
No, it's not.
As we move forward into Friday, the day of love and joy and the full moon on Monday, it's a very wonderful time for all of you in this room. You will find as you leave here from this night and go into this weekend, unusual and unexpected good things will happen to you in your dreams.
Where's the Mickey Mouse chick again? Didn't she come back at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she
will feel different.
Close it out.
And you'll have a knowing that you did not have before, that something good is about to happen. Share this with others. You have great gifts. Develop them. Read and educate yourself as to the laws of spiritualism. For we are one with you always in thought, word, and deed. Nothing is split or separate.
Yeah, she pretty much lost us all at this point, like 4 minutes ago.
Is she a professor here or something?
And neither are you.
It just sounds like a lecture.
The soul and the personality lives
on. Nice things.
You come in this night to bring in this knowledge for you and the general public to know that you're not alone and that we do hear your prayers.
Yeah.
Keep praying. Pray for this country. Pray for the state. Pray for your fellow man, for nothing is split or separate.
To me, she kind of sounds like, at this point, like a...
Wait, she's breathing.
Unsuccessful actress.
Hold on, here she comes. Here she comes back.
This is Little Flower.
Oh, she's my favorite.
So I came back up and I kind of lighten the vibration a little bit. Now, does anybody have any questions they want to ask?
Yeah, how did you get on this broadcast?
Any members of the Dixon family in this room?
Oh, come on.
See, there you go, Jen. You were into it, man.
Here that's
trying.
You were into it.
I was trying to be nice.
Did she wandering around, and she's all dressed up, and she's sitting over there right behind you. And sometimes this night you've been feeling someone touch your hair. It's her. She likes your hair. She thinks you have pretty hair.
I just want to smell your hair.
I just want to smell your
hair. Is it safe in this house?
It is. It's very peaceful.
Are you
going to
give me crap?
Really think about it.
I'm just following your lead.
Very participating.
There's a nice energy. All the pretty big trees outside. Mm. I really like it. I like sitting on the front porch.
What happened in this room?
Well, you guys got snowed by a medium.
There were several people in here, and at one time, there was a person that died in this room. But it's okay now. It's not a negative, lingering presence anymore. It's been cleansed.
It's been cleansed.
There is. There's a little boy named William, and he's about 5 years old, and he's really cute. He kind of looks like, well, not like little Laura Fauntleroy, but close enough.
What?
And he likes to laugh. He likes to laugh a lot.
Why are we still listening
to this?
He's a
very loving
child. I'm embarrassed.
No. Yeah.
I'm embarrassed that this happened on something I'm a part of.
In the attic, there was someone that was buried up there.
He's
he was all
torturing you now.
At one time.
Good morning, Q100. Yellow? Rob.
The spirits got you?
See ya. Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Yellowtail.
I just want to know, where in the world did y'all find this floozy?
Tracy.
Floozy.
Tracy.
Why are you blaming Tracy? Is it your fault?
No.
Oh.
It's Tracy. I tried to talk
are
Tracy.
You sure?
I tried to talk her out of this girl, and Tracy's like, she's going to be good.
She's gonna, you know, she's gonna run in here and defend herself in about 6 seconds.
No, she's not.
No,
she knows.
She can't.
Yeah, she knows.
Good morning, Damon. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Oh, great.
Man, where did y'all find her? She's the biggest crock, and don't play this segment ever again.
We can almost promise you that.
But it's like he had a sickness, like, I don't know if it's like typhoid fever or pneumonia, but he had
a Oregon
fever.
Trail.
And he died in that room.
Now, the only time she did, like at the very end, somebody asked a question of a spirit, and she did sort of describe the owner's sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said that the owner's sister had
long brown hair.
But she also says something to the effect of, like, sometimes you can feel her kiss your cheek or something like that.
That's mean.
And the owner of the house said, yeah, sometimes she can feel that.
Well, of course. If you just had a close person pass away, that's your sister.
You're confident by that.
That's the rude part, is her commenting on the
Here comes Tracy
sister.
To defend herself.
Tracy.
Before I defend myself, let me say I'm humiliated. I have no defense other than... I mean, her website says she's been on 250 different radio stations, so I figured she's got to be good. But
any repeat radio stations?
251.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But at least it was bad enough to be entertaining.
Bad enough to be good.
This is true.
Hi, everybody. This is Little Flower, and I'm her joy guide. Now, does anybody have any questions they want to ask?
Yeah, WTF.
A bomb was found in this house. Do you know who the bomb belonged to?
The bomb belonged to a man. They're not saying a whole lot from this side, but it belonged to a man. That's what they've told me.
Horny man.
Okay.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.